Chapter 1. Chapter Outline. The Corruptions Prevailing Among the Jews, verses 1 through 9. Severe Censures, verses 10 through 15. Exhortations to Repentance, verses 16 through 20. The State of Judah is Lamented with Gracious Promises of the Gospel Times, verses 21 through 31. Verses 1 through 9. Isaiah signifies the salvation of the Lord, a very suitable name for this prophet, who prophesies so much of Jesus the Savior and his salvation. God's professing people did not know or consider that they owed their lives and comforts to God's fatherly care and kindness. How many are very careless in the affairs of their souls, not considering what we do know in religion does us as much harm as ignorance of what we should know. The wickedness was universal. Here is a comparison taken from a sick and diseased body. The distemper threatens to be mortal. From the sole of the foot even to the head, from the meanest peasant to the greatest peer, there is no soundness, no good principle, no religion, for that is the health of the soul. Nothing but guilt and corruption. The sad effects of Adam's fall. This passage declares the total depravity of human nature. While sin remains unrepented, nothing is done toward healing those wounds and preventing fatal effects. Jerusalem was exposed and unprotected, like the huts or sheds built up to guard ripening fruits. These are still to be seen in the east, where fruits form a large part of the summer food of the people. But the Lord had a small remnant of pious servants at Jerusalem. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. The evil nature is in every one of us. Only Jesus and His sanctifying Spirit can restore us to spiritual health. Verses 10 through 15. Judea was desolate, and their cities burned. This awakened them to bring sacrifices and offerings, as if they would bribe God to remove the punishment and give them leave to go on in their sin. Many who will readily part with their sacrifices will not be persuaded to part with their sins. They relied on the mere form as a service deserving a reward. The most costly devotions of wicked people, without thorough reformation of heart and life, cannot be acceptable to God. He not only did not accept them, but He abhorred them. All this shows that sin is very hateful to God. If we allow ourselves in secret sin or forbidden indulgences, if we reject the salvation of Christ, our very prayers will become abomination. Verses 16 through 20. Not only feel sorrow for the sin committed, but break off the practice. We must be doing, not stand idle. We must be doing the good the Lord our God requires. It is plain that the sacrifices of the law could not atone, even for outward national crimes. But blessed be God, there is a fountain opened in which sinners of every age and rank may be cleansed. Though our sins have been as scarlet and crimson, a deep dye, a double dye, first in the wool of original corruption and afterwards in the many threads of actual transgression, though we have often dipped into sin by many backslidings, yet pardoning mercy will take out the stain. Psalms chapter 51, verse 7. They should have all the happiness and comfort they could desire. Life and death, good and evil, are set before us. O Lord, incline all of us to live to Thy glory. Verses 21 through 31. Neither holy cities nor royal ones are faithful to their trust. If religion does not